Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Michael Fuamanawanui. Now, you had your most catches of the season against the Saints on Sunday. Is that something that you expected to have more production in the passing game?
Not really. We just go through a game plan each and every week, and obviously the ball comes to you, you got to be ready. And some of those looks were on protection looks, but I was able to get out late in the progression, and Tom was able to find me.
What does it take to earn Tom Brady's trust and to build that consistency and get those reps?
Yeah, I mean, every day in practice, that's what it's going to take, for him to trust in you. And I think he's done that, everyone that's played this year. So definitely feels good to get, some receptions in there and contribute.
Well, certainly you guys are not immune to adversity this season. How do you approach the next man up mentality? How do you teach guys who are coming in here that mentality?
Something you gotta pick up on. I mean, in this profession, in this league, it's really happens each and every day around the league, and you just gotta be ready when your number's called. And I think for the most part, everyone's been able to do that, and we have to continue to do that for the rest of the year. It's a long year.
Well, being a tight end who's very versatile, how much pride do you take in the blocking aspect, the less glorified aspect of it, especially in an offense like this where Tom Brady's throwing the ball? You want to be the ball catcher.
Most definitely. I mean, to be a complete tight end, you have to be able to do both and take pride in trying to run like a receiver and catch like a receiver. But the other side of it is being able to get nasty and get those blocks done. And got a great O-line here, and kind of headed by Logan Mankins, just the toughness he brings, and kind of trickles up right on down the line, even to us tight ends. So if we're able to do that, it definitely adds a bigger element, to the team, especially the offense.
All right, well, let's talk a little about the defense. Back-to-back weeks, you're going up against the Ryan brothers last week with the Saints, Rob Ryan this week with Rex Ryan. Are there any similarities in the way they approach their defensive schemes?
I think just the tenacity they bring to it as a defense, everyone flying to the ball, another good front, another good linebacking core, all the way back to the secondary. So we're going to have to be, on our P's and Q's throughout everything, through all situations, and I'm sure the coaches will do a great job of getting us ready for those this week again.
Well, you saw the Jets in week two. Has much changed defensively from over the past couple weeks and what you've seen so far?
Just the situations that I guess that come up in a game. You have to be, like I said, you have to be on P's and Q's. Nothing really changed. Maybe personnel, just like every other team, it's going to have injuries, and we'll just have to move on and see who else is in there and get better. So.
Well, going into your second year with this team, it doesn't take very long to figure out the rivalry between the Patriots and the Jets. How would you just sum up this kind of week and what it's like when you play the Jets?
Yeah, I try not to look into each rivalry different, because every week, I kind of take it as a rivalry in this league. There's no easy games, and there's always a chip on your shoulder for every team, but around here, and I'm sure vice versa for them, they've always had great battles, so it doesn't take long to pick up on it, and we'll be ready and try to make it not as big as it is.
Thank you very much.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.